God this morning and finishing up my message series called Jesus Christ Strong. Next week, the Lord sort of laid on my heart in a roundabout way. Next Sunday, I'd like to just talk on mercy. 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 I'd like to see what the Bible has to say about mercy. How about it? You think you could use a little mercy talk? Say. Amen. That's what we're going to do next week. And then I'll start up a series always on Mother's Day. Try to talk about the importance of moms and how valuable you are. And I'll talk about the family. I'll talk about the family through Father's Day. And that's what I do. And so people seem to enjoy it. That's some of our best messages when we talk about that. And we'll probably be one of those this year that's going to be real and just could be a little crazy. So hang in here. Amen. So mercy next Sunday morning. Then on Mother's Day, we'll kick off a family series for the summer. Not for the summer, but just through Father's Day. I do about six weeks or so. And I'll try to touch on topics that'll help you. And there'll probably be things that I need help with. Okay? So we're going to talk about it. Right now, let's finish up Jesus Christ Strong. Let's do it. Let's see if my sound man back there, I believe what I got is what I got. All right? Y'all all right? If it's too loud, you're stuck. That's the way it is. Here we go. Let's go with this message. It's called The Morning. Yeah, Kevin, turn me down. Am I a little bit loud? I'm not. How about turn these monitors down then a little bit? That's what's driving me up the wall. I'm like hollering at myself. And that means I can't be as active. Turn those monitors down a little bit more. He's back there in the dark. You saw what we had to work with back here. Amen. Aren't the flowers beautiful today? Look at that. Miss Merritt, thank you, Pat. Thank you. You did great. As usual, thank you much. Here we go with the message, The Morning. Let's go. Let's see what we can find. Let's see if we can find some strength today. Amen. And what happened on Resurrection Sunday morning. Let's look at it. Satan and his forces, say it with me, hate the resurrection of Jesus Christ more than anything. Just hate this day. Hate that we got up this morning. Hate hearing those songs. Hate hearing me preach about the strength of it. I mean, they just hate the resurrection. I think it's sort of funny, actually. Amen. And so Satan and his forces have come up with some kooky ideas. They try to explain it away. And these ideas have been around from the get-go. Fraud theory. Oh, it was a lie. He didn't really rise from the dead. It's a lie. Okay? Is that the best you can do? Is that how you argue? Somebody says something that's true and you just go, it's a lie. Well, you got to do better than that, friend. All right? Look at another one they come up with. The swoon theory. He wasn't really dead. You know, he had beat to a pulp and everything. I understand that. But, you know, and they locked him in that tomb and put the big rock up there and everything, and he just pushed it away. He wasn't really dead. Are you kidding me? Is that the best you can do? You've had like 2,000 years. Can't we get a little with the program here? Say. The high theory, that's what I call it. Traditionally, when you study theology and all this kind of stuff and the arguments, they call this the vision theory. Well, I need plain English for me, so I call it the high theory. They say the disciples were on drugs. They're smoking some weed or something. They've been taking some hallucinogenics. No, I'm serious. This is out there. This is when you argue with people who do not believe in the resurrection. This is the crap they'll throw at you. I'm like, are you kidding me? So let me get this straight. I'll be honest with you. Most fishermen I know don't do drugs. These guys were fishermen. They were rough old boys. I can see when Jesus found them down in a six pack or something. But I just, you know what I'm saying? Excuse me. I'm sorry. Excuse me. But anyway, come on. Is that the best you can do? The spirit theory. That means he didn't really raise from the dead, but his spirit rose. Well, what does that mean? You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. How about this one? The heart theory. Jesus only arose in the disciples' heart. It sounds like to me as I get down the list, they're giving up ground. Y'all hear me say, they're giving up ground. No, he arose from the dead. I was not there. That's what my Bible teaches me. I know he has risen in my heart. I know that. And by faith, I believe he came, he lived, he died, he rose from the dead. That's what I did to become a Christian. That's what the Bible says you must do to become a Christian. But our Bible teaches that our Savior rose from the dead. Let's look at it a little further. The morning, the strength of the morning. And I got to ask this question, is that the best you can do? Say! Those kooky things, are you telling me that's the best you can do? How about this one? How about Jesus Christ kicked Satan's tail? That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Come on. That's about what I'm talking about right there. Can you say that with me? How about Jesus Christ kicked Satan's tail? And you might not used to be speaking like that. Do it, you'll be fine. Come on. How about Jesus Christ kicked Satan's tail? How about that one? I'll take that over that swoon mess and all that other junk. Amen. Come on. Let's roll it. See what we got going on here. Let's look at the strength of the morning. Jesus Christ strong. You know how incredibly strong your Savior is? That's what we've been talking about the last several weeks. I mean, he literally defeated death, hell, and the grave. And somehow you think you putting a dollar in an offering plate is going to get you to heaven or something? Have you lost your mind or what? Say. You need somebody who can defeat death, hell, and the grave. You need someone strong. That's Jesus Christ. That's who he is. Let's learn a little bit this morning. Here we go. I want to talk about the strength of the morning. What makes this morning so strong? Easter morning. Easter Sunday morning. Why do we celebrate it? Number one, say it with me. It was predicted ahead of... Can you say that with me again? Come on. It was predicted ahead of... You try that. Jesus Christ told his disciples, we're going to go to Jerusalem. I'm going to be betrayed. I'm going to be mocked. I'm going to be crucified. Third day, I'm going to rise again. That's pretty tough, isn't it? It was predicted ahead of time, but not just by Jesus. And lots of folks in the Scriptures, prophets, Old Testament and New Testament, we see this predicted. I only have a couple because I ain't got all day. Here we go. By David, Psalm 16:10, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. You're not going to be left in that grave. You're going to come forth from that grave. David said it, you know, 1,000 years earlier. It was predicted ahead of time by Isaiah, the prophet. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall do what? Bear their iniquities. What Jesus Christ would do, his death, his burial and resurrection, was predicted. That's strong. Isn't that strong or what? Amen? To tell what's going to happen, you know, 500,000 years earlier, and even Jesus Christ, when he walked on this earth, Matthew 16:21. I could show many scriptures on this. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples, say it with me, how that he must go unto where? And suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes. Help me now. And be raised again the... Boy, he put himself in a box, didn't he? He's strong. You can count on him. You can take his word to the bank. Amen? That's why we call it the precious word of God. That's why we call it the holy word of God. You can trust your Bible. Amen? Because those are God's words. Some of you wonder, why should you read the Bible? Why in the world would you not read the very words of God? I hate to tell you this, you're just dumb. Excuse me. You have God speaking, and it's written down. But we'll read some crazy author somewhere. What are we doing? When you've got God speaking
to you. Is that incredible or what? You ought to think about that when you start thinking about your Bible reading from now on. Why in the world would I not want to hear what God has said? Amen? I mean, I love Sports Illustrated. I love different things like that. Different books I like that sort of get my fancy. I understand that. But wait a minute. Here's God's Word. And it can be trusted. Amen? You can take it to the bank. And He's talking to you. Wow. I want to encourage you. Do that. Jesus said, "Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed." Did that happen? Mm-hmm. "Unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn Him to death." Was He condemned to death? Now, He said all this earlier. "And they shall deliver Him to the Gentiles to mock Him." Did that happen? "Scourge Him." Did that happen? "Crucify Him." Did that happen? "And the third day He'll rise again." What's the strength of the morning? It was predicted ahead of time. Do you understand that? Am I boring you too much here? It was predicted ahead of time. You want strength? That's strong. This is what's going to happen. It's going to happen like I say it's going to happen. And it happened. Amen? That's the strength of this day. That's why Satan and his forces hate this day. It was predicted ahead of time. Matthew 26:32. "But after I am risen again, I will go before you into" where? Guess where He went before them after He was risen from the dead? Galilee. That's the kind of God you have. Amen? That's why it's silly for you and I, and it's just a lie of the devil, when somehow we get this idea that I can get to heaven some other way than Jesus Christ. And you might think, "Well, you're just a bold man to say such a dogmatic statement." Well, I am. Sue me. It's based on the Word of God. Amen? It's not a man-made religion. This is God. He loves you and I so much that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's incredible, isn't it? It was predicted ahead of time. Uh-oh. Satan says, "Predictions don't matter. Predictions don't matter." What you talking about? Sure they do. Sure predictions matter, especially since it had never been done before or what? Isn't it funny how we just let people talk to us? "Oh, predictions don't matter. All that don't matter. All the Bible's not true." Isn't it funny how we cower and let people just do that and hurt our faith? That's insane. I don't know about you, but you're just not going to hurt my faith. I've made the choice. I've made the choice. I choose Jesus. He chose me. What if bad stuff happens to you? What's that got to do with anything? Say. Did Jesus still love me? Say. Does He still love you? Say. He still raised from the dead? Say. What's the problem? Amen. Am I talking like a crazy man? Come on. So yes, Satan, they do matter. What else, Ross? Let's roll it, bud. What we got going? Would you say that? Is that the best you can do? Predictions don't matter. Help me. Is that the best you can do? How about Jesus Christ kick Satan's tail? That's what I'm talking about. Amen? Are y'all awake? Come on. The strength of the morning. So it was predicted when? Ahead of time. Repeatedly. Over. I could spend all morning talking about prophecies that predicted Jesus Christ coming, His death, His resurrection. And by the way, it's coming again. Tons of them. But we got to keep moving. What else? The strength of the morning. Say it with me. It was. One more time. It was. That's strong. You don't believe that Jesus stuff, do you? Predictions? Yeah. Because it was proven. I'm just getting stronger is all I'm getting. Keep look. The empty tomb. The tomb was empty. How about this? It was not denied by the Roman authorities or the Jewish hierarchy. What do I mean? You don't see in the Bible, tomb ain't empty. No, it's empty. And what they have to do is lie and come up with a plan to cover up the empty tomb. Y'all listening? Got it? They came up with a plan. Let's say the disciples stole the body. Is that what they said do? Yes, that's exactly what they said do. They didn't deny it. Do you think if the tomb was not empty, don't you think it would be recorded somewhere? Say, don't you think that it put up posters? It ain't empty, it ain't. No. It's empty, fool. So you have to deal with it. Empty tomb. How about this one? The changed lives of the disciples. He leaves Last Supper. He goes to the garden. He says, will you watch and pray with me for an hour? He sweats. He prays. Sweat drops as blood comes forth out of Jesus. He sees the disciples sleeping. Not once, but twice, but how many times? Three times. Does this sound like people that's going to take over the world? Say, are you kidding me? Peter, the leader, denied him three times. He started cussing like a crazy man. Is that true? Sure it is. And he was the strong one. But what happened? Something happened. It's called the resurrection because the disciples' lives were radically changed. And in 50 years, from the time of the resurrection of Christ until about 50 years after the resurrection of Christ, the church of Jesus Christ exploded in this world. And they were being hunted down like dogs for their belief, but they did not turn back. All the disciples were martyred. As far as we know, every one of them was killed. A death as a martyr, except John, and he was exiled to the Isle of Patmos to die like a dog. But these are the guys that would not quit. Amen? You think something must have happened, yes or no? I don't think it was a Tony Robbins course or something where they just learned to be a little more. No. I think Jesus did something, don't you? Say, y'all cool? You understand? The change from Sabbath worship. It always been on Saturday. And then the first day of the week, Jesus raises from the dead, and guess when we worship now? When did the church start worshiping? Somebody take a wild guess. Sunday. It's called what day? It's called the blank day. The Lord's Day. Wonder why that happened. And such a radical shift and a radical change. It's because something did happen. He rose from the dead. So every Sunday we get together, it's the Lord's Day. Every Sunday it's all about the resurrection, isn't it really? Sure it is. And I already said it, the early church is exploding growth. These are things that prove the resurrection. And you might say, well, Clark, you're stretching it a little bit. Well, good, let's keep going. I'm not done with you. Let's keep looking. Amen. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, etc. You're not going to see the Holy One see corruption. Let's keep moving. Pop it up. There he is again. Satan says, that's not proof. Clark, you're crazy. That's not proof, what you just put on the screen. Well, let's do a little review. Here we go. Sure it is. Can you say that with me? Sure it is. Do y'all know I talk to myself like this? You know, don't you? You're like, you do it all the time. You're a lunatic. Here we go. All right. I got to have somebody to talk to up here. Here we go. Sure it is. Go to the tomb. Ask the authorities. See the disciples' lives. Look at when we worship. Look at the church today. Say it with me. We're not going away. Come on, one more time. We're not going away. Because we have a strong Savior. Because He rose from the dead. We believe that. And I'm not trying just to give you a pep rally today. You have to believe that for yourself. You have to believe it in your heart. It's not my problem if you don't believe. I believe, and I'm happy with my belief. Jesus goes with me everywhere I go. I'm glad to have Him. Amen? I recommend Him to you. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through Him, through Jesus Christ. It's the only way. So how about this? Can you say that with me? How about kick? That makes more sense to me than anything I've seen so far of the excuse making. You hear me? Yeah, I like it too. There's at least two of us that like it. Here we go. Jesus Christ strong. I'm talking about the strength of the morning. And by the way, I'm not done. Listen, Amen. Here we go. I'm like a 3-year-old. I have attention deficit disorder and things. Here we go. Speaking of proof, listen to me. Listen. Hang on. Look at me. It'll be fine. Here we go. Speaking of proof, he was seen what? Alive. Let's talk about that. You want some proof? I got some stuff for you. At least 5 times on the first Easter Sunday, Jesus Christ was seen alive. Okay? And that's just what we see recorded in the Scriptures. There's a verse in the Scripture that teaches that if everything that Jesus did, or perhaps everybody that saw him alive, were written in the books, the libraries of the world couldn't contain all the things that Jesus did. But we've been given adequate proof so that we can exercise faith in God. Amen? Let's look at it real quick. To Mary Magdalene. Now, when Jesus was risen the first day of the week, he appeared, say it with me, first to who? So who did Jesus appear first to? You should always know that. Out of whom he cast how many devils? Isn't that cool? I love that. That Jesus, are you telling me you went to this crazy wild lake? That's the first one you appeared to? And he goes, yeah. I like saving wild, crazy people. Amen? Say. I love that. I love that about my Savior. He didn't go to the high muckety muck, did he? Say. Amen. I love that about him. You should love that about God. To other women, there seems to be other women as well that were with her, around her, by her. Matthew 28 tells us, and they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy when they saw the empty tomb. They did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, tomb is empty. Behold, Jesus met them saying, all hail. And they came and they did what? They held him by the feet. And they worshiped him. I love that. You know where I'm the most, where I'm at my best is when I'm down like that, when I'm at his feet and I'm worshiping him. And I hate to tell you this, folks, but sometimes it takes severe suffering to get you down there on that floor. Amen? And then you get down on the floor and you see feet and you go, wow, there's feet here on this floor. And it becomes a good place to be. Y'all hearing what I'm talking about? You suffering people know where I'm coming from, don't you? Then said Jesus unto them, don't be afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there they shall see me. He appeared to Simon Peter. Luke 24:34, saying, the Lord is risen indeed, and he's appeared to who? Simon. This is proof. There were a couple of men walking on a road going to Emmaus. After that, he appeared in another form unto who? Two of them as they walked and they went into the country. And then he appeared to his disciples. This is all on day one. Mark 16:14. Afterward he appeared unto the who? As they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and their hardness of heart. He said, because y'all didn't believe those which had seen me and had told you that I was risen. And he had to chide them a little bit. Isn't that cool? So has he risen? Absolutely. There's proof. Let's keep going further. In case you're still not convinced. I'm just going to get on your nerves. Here we go. At least 5 times after that first Sunday. Look at it real quick. To the disciples again, John 20. To 7 disciples going fishing in John 21. To 500 at one time, 1 Corinthians 15. To James, his half-brother, 1 Corinthians 15. To the disciples when he was ascending and going into heaven, Luke 24, let's read it. And he led them out as far as Bethany. He lifted up his hands. He blessed them. It came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them. He was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great what? See, I believe that's why they turned the world upside down. They saw him rise from the dead. They saw him do that number. And I believe they thought, and of course they've received the Holy Spirit. I believe they thought, we can do this thing. Amen? Can you say that with me? We can do this thing. We can do this thing. He's with us. That's why their lives are changed. Proof. You want some proof? There's you some proof. How about this? Say it with me. How about Jesus Christ kick Satan's what? Good. Here we go. Let's finish it up this morning. Jesus Christ strong. Amen. If somebody's sleeping, would you just hit them in the gut? I'd love that. Hey, I think that's something he'd do. Hit them. Here we go. I should be tireder than you are. You people crazy? Here we go. The strength of the morning. Say it with me. It is what? It's powerful. Let's look at it. Just a couple of things I've written down. We're justified. You talk about the power of the resurrection. You've been justified. Look at Romans 4. Who was delivered for our offenses and he was raised again for our what? You've been saved and forgiven forever. When you put your faith in Christ, you're justified. You have been saved, forgiven forever. You never could measure up. You never would measure up. So he died for you so that you could be saved. You can't keep your salvation. I know in your pride you want to. You can't. You had nothing to do with it. You weren't there. Okay? He's the one that hung on that cross. He died alone for you and me. That's what he did. You've been justified. You need to live with that. Get with the program and know that I am saved. I have been forgiven. It is forever. It is done. But what about when I sin? Well, what about when you sinned before? It's like you get saved and you don't sin anymore. Have you lost your mind? Say, y'all still sin out there or what? God. Listen, justified because of the resurrection. That's powerful. You put that in your old noggin right there. When Satan starts making you feel like you're a nothing and no good. Hey, look, I'm saved. I'm forgiven forever. Take that. Get out of my house. Amen? Talk like it's good stuff. That's power. And then we are empowered because of the resurrection. Ephesians 1. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to who? Usward who what? Believe. According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he what? Raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Far above principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the who? Which is his what? What is the church called? We're his what? We're his body. The fullness of him that fills all in all. You have been empowered. Amen. I know you don't feel like it sometimes. Sometimes I don't feel like it. But we have the power of God. We have the power of the Holy Spirit. We have the power of the Word of God. It's only when we draw back that we lose that. You see what I'm saying? And we don't feel that. Number three, we have, help me, purpose. Scream it out one more time. We have, okay, help me here. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. Amen. You might have to walk out. All right? Sorry. That's life. Some preachers never hear it. I'm just not one of them. My Pastor Metz, he could preach. It didn't bother him at all. I served with him for years, and I was like, how do you not do that? Amen. Thank you. We love you guys and love the little babies. Amen. We want babies in this church. Is that right? Go have more. Here we go. Here we go. I'm sure your baby never cried, though. I'm sure. Here we go. Here we go. Let's look at it. We have purpose. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which you're saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. For I deliver unto you, first of all, say it with me, that which I also received, say it with me, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, keep going, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the what? The Scriptures. This gives you a purpose in your life. Look at the end of that chapter. Here's our purpose. Thanks be to God which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what you and I are to do now. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I have purpose in my life. It doesn't mean I'm void of problems or you're void of problems, but I have a purpose in my life to serve the Lord. I didn't get put on this planet to not tell others about Christ. I'm put on this planet to love, to bless, to encourage, to share Christ with people. That's why you're here as well. We have purpose in our life. We've got to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And we got to know this, for as much as you know, say it with me, that you're what? Is not in vain in the Lord. I have purpose because of the resurrection of Christ. He's blessed me. Amen? It's powerful. And then finally, we have what? Big fancy word? Immortality. I know this is a load. 1 Corinthians 15:54. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written. Say it with me. Death is swallowed up in what's immortality? Here's what immortality is. You're going to live forever. You're going to live forever. Oh yeah, you're going to die this physical death. But absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. You go fall asleep and wake up in glory. You have immortality because of this day and what happened on this day. Now I know why Satan don't like it. Amen? Come on. Remember this today. The strength of the morning. It was predicted. It was proven. It is powerful. Got it in your heart? Got it in your head? The strength of the morning? We're almost done. It's incredible what happened today and what we celebrate. Jesus Christ. Look at that big old strong arm right there. Aren't you glad you got that strong arm holding you? Jesus Christ, strong. That's what I want. Say that real loud with me, can you? Jesus Christ kicked Satan's. When I was a kid growing up in church, we couldn't even say tail. Now I have you quote it with me. Isn't that terrible? Hey, we've cleaned it up a little anyway. Here we go. Hebrews 2:14. I just want to close with some tail-kicking verses, can I? For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Keep looking. And I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes, describing Jesus Christ, were as a flame of fire. On his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written. Say it with me. King of kings and Lord of lords. That's why he kicked Satan's tail. That's who he is. Revelation 20. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Now that's a butt whooping, excuse me. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is what kind of death? And by the way, I have immortality. I'm not going to be in the second death. You'll find me in this book right here. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I'm going to tell you something. My name's there. My name's in the book of life. I don't know where your name is.
Boy, I hope it's in that book. Amen? Because Jesus Christ is strong. The battle's been done. We've talked about his strength in this series. This is him, I don't know, his strongness. I don't even know how you describe it. Amen? All I can say is plain English. He kicked Satan's tail. Amen? For me, for you, and we have everlasting life. Amen. Roger, we about done, buddy? Say it with me. Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ is. Let's praise the Lord for good service today. God bless us, his word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I encourage you, church, be strong and of a good courage. Do not be afraid. Do not fear. Do not be dismayed. You can make it. Amen. Let's stand on up. Thank you for listening to me today. I'm a little winded.